Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. And right now, feel the pressure on the hot seat. The Wild Fork Food Hot Seat. WildForkFoods.com. Mm. Elite game day grilling favorites. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
I feel like I'm with my long lost friends.
There you go. You know, it's funny that you say that because I saw a post with your long-lost friends at CJ's Southern Barbecue.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, Kevin was like, should we go try this place?
Oh,
I was like,
yes.
I don't think we need to.
Okay, give us a breakdown, if you can, about it.
Brad and I usually do this the first day of training camp. Well, we did it the second day. And we over-ordered.
Okay. Do you have fridges in your room, hopefully?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
We got the small size of gumbo, which is, like, unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Right? And it's really authentic. CJ's from Macomb, Mississippi.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So that was like, would have been enough for dinner.
Right.
Okay. And this was the small one. You can get a quart too, by the way. And then I ordered two meat barbecue dish. So I got tri-tip and pulled pork.
Mm.
I ate half of the gumbo. I ate one of the meats, and then there's two sides. Black-eyed peas and collard greens.
Oh, my gosh.
And Brad went back and got a thing of cornbread. I'm going, what are you going to do with that? He goes, I'm taking it to my room.
Okay. Yeah.
And then CJ came out and talked with us, and he remembered us because we usually go there. He's not always there. But it's on Victoria, and it is the best.
That's awesome.
Kevin, I don't know if you heard, but it did sound like Mickey's a little jealous that he didn't hop in on Tank Top Tuesday already. He was like, I got a cut-off shirt over here.
Yeah, one of my bike shirts, you know, is yellow so people can see me. It's sleeveless. I usually wear something underneath because it's cold here.
Yeah. Right?
I just took it off. If I had known, I'd have left it on.
Yeah, so we got a couple more Tank Top Tuesdays rolling, so maybe next week we can get that rocking.
See if I can remember that.
Did you anticipate the plethora of
Mike? Yes.
Okay. Because, like, I know Patrick Walker said something about it. Brad said something about it. Like, I have a football question. And so I was kind of curious, like, where do you fall in terms of are Micah contract questions football questions? Or do you think football questions are all, like, on the field?
Well, I think that it's sort of the news of training camp.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I was looking at my watch, and I'm going, we're getting close to an hour.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah.
Right? How much more can you ask? Yeah. And the one question, actually two questions. One is, how much is Micah asking for?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the answer.
Everybody's saying the Cowboys are dragging their feet,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, what if he's asking for $50 million a year? Because if I was his agent, that's what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Because I know what the bottom line is is $41 million, right? Well, you can settle for that, but I'm going to ask for 50. Who knows? They might give me 45.
Right.
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 No one asked. And they wouldn't tell you.
Sure.
Right. And the agent's not saying anything because normally by now they've leaked something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, by the way, you know, between us, but if you want to use it, I've dealt with agents before. All right. And I always felt like afterwards I had to go take a shower.
Ooh.
Because you had to give a little to get a little.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question is how badly do you want to sign him to an extension?
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Right.
Everybody forgets he's under contract.
Right.
$24 million guaranteed.
Yeah. Look, and the biggest thing that I've always talked about, and I know long term this doesn't necessarily help it, but if you feel like it's a player who's definitely going to be here, the one thing I like about the extension is then you can play around with the money, whereas the first year option is absolutely 24.007
and you can't
exactly
prorate it or anything.
Exactly.
And that's what they would like to do, right?
Because
you pay them signing bonus, and then you prorate it over 4 years or however long the contract is, and you lower his cap hit for this year.
Absolutely.
Right? But at this point, they've already absorbed the $24 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then from a player standpoint, do you want your signing bonus? What do you think? 30, 40 million at least?
Yeah.
You want to put it in the bank tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or do you want to wait all this time and possibly have to play for $24 million and you get paid 1/18 of that every week for 18 weeks?
Right.
So, and you have no security, because what if you get hurt?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, we're not going to franchise you. You can be a free agent.
It almost
happened to Dak, remember?
Yeah.
When he tore up his leg, ankle.
Do you?
He was going to bet on himself, on the franchise tag. Then he got hurt.
Does it hurt? Just your opinion, and I'll tip my hand. This is my opinion. I think it has hurt the Cowboys that when that happened to Dak and when it happened to, like, Michael Gallup, for example, they still got paid anyway, even though they were coming off injury.
Right, they did.
So I wonder if Mike is like, oh, I get hurt, maybe I still get paid anyway.
But you got to figure out what they think about you.
Yeah.
Right?
What do they think about
him?
Well,
you keep hearing about leadership,
yeah,
right?
That's what I was going to ask is, he's been with them this long. They've seen him, and now they're still saying, you got to show us leadership. Has he not ever shown that before?
For 2 months.
Okay.
You know, because...
And what type of leader does he seem to be when you see him around?
Well, here's the deal. Leadership sometimes is... You don't have to get up on a pedestal make speeches,
right? Yeah.
But how about this?
The guys in a room choose who they want to follow by the things they see.
How about this? So, this year, the first day they did off-season... weight and conditioning or training, whatever it was, they had a crawfish boil.
Okay.
Authentic. And they had the long table about 30 yards long and dumped all the crawfish on there.
Matt Pittman from Meat Church.
And that was, yes, it was.
Our guy Matt.
And everybody's out there together eating crawfish. There was no number 11 out there.
Huh.
So if you want, and to me, it's not as much as a leader as a teammate, right? And you're the guy, so you should be out there. Even if you don't eat crawfish or don't like crawfish, hang out with the guys, right?
I gotcha.
And that's something I rarely see him do that the previous three.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 years. In the locker room, he's kind of by himself all the time, if he's sitting at his locker.
Yeah.
Now, this year, oh, he's in there playing ping pong, right? So he was showing some signs of not being like lead, but just being
connected.
One of the guys,
yeah.
Right? And so it was funny because we did a podcast last night, and I think it was for a promo for a fire pit, and we were going to roast marshmallows.
Okay,
But anyway, one of the things came up was that Micah had taken Mozzie Smith under his wing to try to bring him along, and you know, and I said, yeah, it was self-serving because if Mozzie plays better, Micah gets more sacks.
Yeah, that is true.
So I promise this is.
So he needs to work with the offensive side.
Yeah, right.
Some guys on the offensive side.
I promise this isn't a sarcastic question. I really mean it like this. What about the idea, or do you buy into the idea of I don't need to be a leader off the field, I'm a leader on the field? Like, what do you think about that concept? Because you might think I'm off on this. That kind of seems to be what Micah thinks. And he's like, no, I lead on the field with my play, and that's what matters.
And that was one of the things someone brought up last night.
Yeah.
That if he's playing well, everybody else is saying, oh, okay, I got to raise my level.
Right.
Or I'm going to follow that guy because
right.
he's playing so
right.
well. And that's fine, because if you look back in the day, Michael Irvin was the leader in the locker room. He was the leader off campus.
Yeah.
When they got on the field, it was all Troy Aikman. He was the guy.
Okay.
You know, now Michael, you know, as flamboyant as he was, he didn't dare go into the huddle and tell Troy what to do or say, hey,
yeah.
give me the ball, right? It was like, hey, whatever 8-ball wants, that's what we do. And that's when Troy led. It was in the game, on the field.
That seems to be something, though, that Michael learned at a very young age about the game. And,
right?
like, how important it is for everybody to acquiesce to that quarterback. It seemed like that was something that
oh.
– and I think guys learn this all the time at a young age.
And he did. And Troy was the guy in practice where – if somebody screwed up a play or false started, he'd spike the ball
right.
at the hike. He just and you can tell, okay, he's
mm-hmm,
pissed,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you didn't want to be on that side.
No, yeah. you didn't.
He's going to have to go walk around for a second.
so there's different ways, yeah, this leadership thing. But it comes down to if you're going to spend big bucks like that, then you want that guy engaged, right? You
yeah.
want him, you know, with the guys as much as possible, not just to be somewhat of a prima donna. And I don't need to go on and on about this, but like in practice last year, there was a lot of times where they do that opening stretch and the linemen are here, the linebackers are, you know, they're by position.
Sure.
And then off to the side is Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs doing
right.
their own thing.
Right.
And it's like, oh, are you part of this or not?
We've kind of talked about that quite a bit, I feel like, with the Rangers and Corey Seager in particular, as they've found themselves in a similar conundrum.
I mean, it's like, be with the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's things there that, you know, probably annoy him. I guarantee you that you can tell they are annoyed with Diggs.
Yeah,
well,
that's
for
what it
sure.
sounds like.
It felt like Karen like Steele was... kind of fell in that. So I had a question about that. I understand that he's telling the truth, Well, probably telling the truth, but also Jerry knows how the media goes. Do you ever think Jerry kind of shoots himself in the foot a little bit when he's like, I don't meet with the agents. I don't have time for that. Like, he knows how this works. Why not just be like, oh, yeah, no, we've met with all of the relevant people. So you can just skip through all of the rest of it.
But he's being probably truthful.
You're right. I don't disagree
with
that.
Because he's got guys that take care of that. And then in the end, he's got to sign off.
Yeah.
So he's not usually doing all the I mean, you heard Steven jump in right away,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
I hadn't talked to him. And, you know, Adam is the guy that is the savant on numbers, salary cap.
Right.
And so he does a lot of that with those guys. And then when it gets to a point where it's push or shove, then Jerry will jump in.
Yeah.
Because I've always said, if he's trying to sell something, don't go into his office because you're going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You will not leave without buying. And I think, you know, that's kind of the hammer with dealing with players in the end. So
he's the
but
closer.
Again,
he didn't need to talk to him until it's time to close.
The whole time. Yeah, exactly. The whole thing, though, comes down to how much does he want?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know.
And that's what it sounds like when Steven's talking. It sounds like he's saying, look, we have thoughts, they have thoughts, and we got to figure out how to get there. That's what it sounds like is,
and
hey, you guys don't know what they're asking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and each side at the end makes some concessions, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And that's what happened with Dak. That's what happened with CD. It looked like, oh, they got what they, you know, wanted.
Yeah.
No, they wanted more. Or they wanted more guarantee.
And I thought, honestly, I know there are a lot of other headlines, and I understand all of that coming out of the presser yesterday. I thought the most interesting part of the press conference yesterday was, I believe it was Jerry, not Steven, when they were talking about if you negotiate a deal, like let's just say, for example, a year early, we all assume that it's on this certain schedule. But then he was like, the agents and the players know the direction the salary cap's going and the salary's going. And so I have to admit, I have been guilty of going off of that assumption that the number is where it is in 2025 because we're doing the deal a year early, as opposed to, no, they've seen the schedule for 26, 27, 28, and that's maybe closer to where the number is.
So they're taking a preemptive strike,
yeah.
Right?
And that was fascinating to me, and I will have to admit, I had not considered that when it came to the negotiations.
See, and then the team's looking at it as, we're giving you your money earlier than we need to.
Right.
So now you need to give us a break.
Yeah, which I
understand. And I'll give you a prime example of this whole thing. Greg Ellis. I think it was his second contract, and he signed like a 6 or 7 year deal. Well, after 4 years, the same thing happened, right?
Yeah.
The salary cap went sky high.
Right.
The base or what the going rate was for a defensive end went sky high. And now he's looking at it like, well, I'm making this little bit, and these guys are making so much. And he was bitching and moaning. And we were back then, we had this old timers luncheon once a month, and Pat Summerall was part of it. And he would show up. It used to be the North Point off of 635 and I think Webb Chapel or Joe. I think it was Webb Chapel.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he shows up and he looked at me and he goes, what's wrong with Greg? Why is he unhappy? And I explained to him about the cap going up and his salary that he signed 3 or 4 years ago
right. Is
not where it is.
It's not competitive anymore.
And I said, you know what? He just came around too soon. And Summerall, with his deep voice, goes, we all came around too soon.
I could definitely see that. Man, Mickey, thank you very much, good sir. We'll have you at this spot all week long.
Absolutely. And we're actually going to... Well, it's kind of a practice, right? It's a mini camp practice.
Sure,
but
sure.
We might be able to talk football.
Yeah. Look, hey, I could already see that Mickey was in regular season,
yep.
Or you were in like ready to go mode for one of the Cowboys questions, and y'all's the website's number one question was, are the Cowboys contenders, or have they done enough to be contenders? And straight away, we got classic Mickey when he goes, contending for what? A playoff spot? The NFC East? A winning record? Like, I love that you straight away were like, all right, I think the premise of your question is false. Here's my question, and I really
And we hadn't seen a practice in pads yet, right?
Exactly.
On our way.
Thank you very much,
all right,
good
guys,
sir.
Good
we'll
to
catch
be
up with you again. Probably a practice and again tomorrow.
All righty.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan and the Wild Fork Foods Hot Seat, wildforkfoods.com. Elite Game Day Grilling Favorites.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO Men's Tea today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.